Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. It's Tuesday, January 22nd. I can hardly believe that, folks. This month is going by real fast. I'm not sure I'm complaining about it. It's awfully cold here in Washington, and if I sound a little rough this evening, that's because I am. This cold does not treat me well. But I am alive, much to the dismay of my enemies, and unfortunately, I have quite a few enemies. Well, that's the way it goes, you know. That's one of those things you have to deal with. Well, you know, I promised you, maybe promise is not the word, I threatened last night that I was going to talk about the assassination of Martin Luther King and also about the Holocaust. Boy, that's two exciting topics. Well, I am going to talk about them tonight and probably cover a few other items as well. I may eventually get around to the phones. I was so eager to get the wisdom of my callers last night that I dismissed talking about these vital topics just to hear what our callers had to say. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I do have to say that a lot of times, I hate to admit this, my callers make more sense than I do, so just have to recognize that fact. Well, before we go to the break, I cannot resist pointing out the bad news. Sounds terrible to say it that way, folks, but Erica Silverman in the Washington Times reports today that in the Gaza Strip, doctors at Shifa Hospital, the primary health care center in Gaza, say they will soon be forced to make hard choices as to which life-saving equipment, incubators, or dialysis machines must be shut down as the hospital's generators run out of fuel. Well, why are the hospital's generators running out of fuel? Because the government of Israel is attempting genocide against the Palestinian Christians and Muslims who live in Gaza. The state of Israel, which claims that it rose out of the ashes of the Holocaust, which was said to be the greatest act of genocide in history, is now committing genocide. They're attempting to commit the act of genocide, the destruction of the Christian and Muslim peoples of Palestine. The shutdown of Gaza's main power plant sent raw sewage flowing through streets and left one-third of its 1.5 million people without electricity in their homes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Jewish lady named Erica Silverman writing about this in the Washington Times. This isn't something that was conjured up by some evil Jew-hating anti-Semite somewhere. The Israeli government is attempting to commit genocide, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning the people of Gaza, the Christians and Muslims. And I don't hear that big fat toad John Hagee down in Texas or this criminal, I can't call him a draft dodger, but this criminal television preacher who skipped out on the war front when he was in the service and bragged about it in front of his fellow Marines, including a guy who became a future congressman from California, Pete McCloskey. I'm referring to Pat Robertson. I don't hear about Pat Robertson complaining about the way that these Christians, our fellow Christians in Gaza, are being subjected to possible murder by the Israelis. Can you imagine if you were a woman who just gave birth to a child, or you were the father of a child that needed an incubator, or if your husband and wife or son needed a dialysis machine, but the hospital had to shut them down because of the Israelis? If I were one of those people in Gaza, I'm telling you, I'd be mad as hell. And you know what? I'll bet you there's going to be some suicide bombers emerge from this. Somebody who loses a husband or a child or a...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, which of course is headquarters of American Free Press. You should, you must, I hope you will check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. And I'm here to remind you that what is on the website is not the entire issue of the paper. You can subscribe online and get the entire issue every week, but what you see on the website is just a sampling. So don't go to the website and say, okay, I've seen it. No, folks, you haven't seen it. Get that hard copy edition of the paper coming to your mailbox. Check it out at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, folks, we went to the commercial break In the middle of what I would have to say was a genuine rant. I absolutely lost track of the time, and the commercial was upon us. But, you know, reading what is happening there in that ghetto, that concentration camp known as the Gaza Strip, you know, reading further, and again, this is an article written by a Jewish lady for the Washington Times. Now, the Washington Times is a pro-Israel publication. And unless maybe this Erica Silverman, maybe she's really a Christian lady who married a gentleman with a Jewish name, or maybe, you know, well, my point is this. I don't think this can be called a Nazi source of information about Israel. But Erica Silverman writes that the power outage caused by the fuel shortage in Gaza, caused by the Israelis' actions of halting fuel supplies. This power outage also has meant no running water for thousands of Gazans who live in high-rise buildings. Water and sewage treatment plants are failing, and raw sewage up to 8 inches deep is flowing through the streets of Ascula in Gaza City. Sewage. Raw sewage 8 inches deep. I'd like to see raw sewage. I'd like to see raw sewage flowing in the streets of Bel Air, in the streets of Beverly Hills, in the Upper East Side of New York, or in Palm Beach, where all these big-shot supporters of Israel live. I'd like to see how they would react when they're going out to their fancy parties. The women in their fancy gowns dripping in diamonds, the men in their fancy suits, their expensive European shoes. I'd like to see how they deal with 8 inches of raw sewage, like what their favorite foreign nation is subjecting the people, the Christian and Muslim people of Gaza, to. Yes, folks, these kind of actions by the state of Israel are what caused suicide bombers, and if no one can figure that out, if people can't figure that out, they're pretty stupid. And yes, of course, we come back to the subject of the Holocaust. You know, it's a never-ending topic, as I always point out. Even if I never mentioned it once in the last 3 years that I've been broadcasting here, and it'll be 3 years on February 2nd, hard to believe. If I had not mentioned the Holocaust once on this program, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you that you out there who are listening, along with your friends and family, and you know this for the most part, most of you know this to be true, that even if I hadn't mentioned it once for the last 3 years, you could not have opened up a daily newspaper, one of the big weekly news magazines, or, I'm sorry to say, folks, even a lot of videotapes and literature of the Patriot Movement without hearing about the Holocaust. You know, my dear friend Tony Hilder, I've known Tony for years, but he always manages to work Holocaust imagery into some of his videotapes. And I've told Tony, you know, I said, Tony, why do you have to do that? Well, you know, Tony, like other people, you know, they feel that the Holocaust has a certain imagery with people. There's a certain resonation, and it helps drive home points that are valuable to the Patriot Movement. Well, you know, it's really interesting about this whole issue of the Holocaust, folks. As I say, it's just become such a predominant thing in the American culture. And we have talked about it a lot on this program. I've had a couple people on this program who are known as, quote-unquote, Holocaust deniers. They've talked about some of their findings. We've had callers talking critically about the popular perceptions of the Holocaust and saying that they just don't buy it. And, of course, we've even had callers call in here and say that that was, as I recall, one caller called in and said it was morally repugnant for anyone to, as he put it, deny the Holocaust. Well, you know, this whole subject of Holocaust denial has become kind of, let's just put it this way. As I've said from the beginning, I'm bored with the Holocaust. And I have been telling some of the people who are very, very well known as Holocaust deniers that, frankly, I think that continuing to fight the Jews on the issue of the Holocaust, continuing to argue with them, even trying to provide factual and intellectual counterarguments on the issue, is perhaps almost a hopeless task. Well, you can imagine that this opinion of mine has not gone over very well with a lot of people who have spent a lot of time and money and energy over the years taking on this issue of the Holocaust. But, you know, I have always felt that, you know, even though the facts are on the side of those who are called the Holocaust deniers, that the mass media has so fully inculcated and indoctrinated people on this issue of the Holocaust, that there are even still people here in the Patriot Movement who talk about the Holocaust and all the legends of the Holocaust as though they were a fact. And, you know, as it is, out of all the thousands and thousands of things that I have written about the Holocaust, I had never really written that much about it. I ended up writing a book relating to the case of the Institute for Historical Review and Liberty Lobby and their involvement with a Holocaust survivor, Mel Mermelstein, but I only wrote that book because the person who had been assigned to write the book had dragged his feet for almost 2 years, and Willis Cardo asked me to come out to California to the office of the Institute for Historical Review, and he said to me, "Do you think you can write the book within 30 days? And I said, "Well, yeah, I can try." And I spent about 2 weeks researching the book and then about 2 weeks writing it. And that really was the most significant thing that I had ever written about the Holocaust until then. Prior to that, maybe one article, maybe edited one article by another writer, and then they asked me to put my name on it since I had so much input on it. So, but the point about this is, folks, that I really, really have never had that much identification on the issue of the Holocaust. Now, I'm leading up to a point here. Now, if you were to take your average so-called quote-unquote Holocaust denier, any of the people who are prominent in this field, and I'm only using that term Holocaust denier because that's a term that our Jewish friends in the mass media and their slavish followers who continue to use that terminology use. If you would ask the average Holocaust denier or the average person who is caught up in reading about the issue of the Holocaust, they would say, "Would you identify Michael Collins Piper as a Holocaust denier?" And the average response of the average Holocaust denier would be, "Well, no, Piper doesn't really write that much about it. That's never been one of his issues. He works for Willis Cardo, and of course Willis Cardo has been identified with the issue, blah, blah, blah." But the point is, folks, it's never been a major issue for me. So here's where we come full circle, folks. I just happened to pick up a report on the internet from the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Now, you can't find anything more respectable than the Simon Wiesenthal Center, if you were to believe all the propaganda. They win Academy Awards all the time for their endless array of documentaries on the Holocaust. If you ever watch the Academy Awards, you've seen this greasy rabbi liar. Well, no, his name is Marvin Heyer, but I call him Rabbi Liar. You've seen this greasy Rabbi Heyer coming up there to accept his Academy Awards, leering at the audience with his big toothy grin. I wonder if he's even really a rabbi as we think of rabbis, folks. You know, when you have a priest, he's a real live priest, and when you have a preacher, a Protestant minister, he's usually a real live minister. But these rabbis, they are a dime a dozen. So I don't know if Rabbi Heyer, also known as Rabbi Liar, is a real live rabbi, or if that's just some little title he's adopted. But he and his colleague, Rabbi A.B. Cooper, have put out this report from the Simon Wiesenthal Center. It's written by Dr. Harold Brackman and one Aaron Breitbart. That's Breitbart. Anyway, it's entitled "Holocaust Denial's Assault on Memory, Precursor to 21st Century Genocide." Well, guess what, folks? Yours truly, poor little Michael Collins Piper, who's hardly done any work at all in the Holocaust, is listed as one of the chief Holocaust deniers in the world in this report. Now, that's a lie, but then, of course, we can expect lies from these liars. But it's very interesting. We'll consider why they're saying these things and in the context in which they're saying it when we come back. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're talking about the Holocaust, specifically this semi-literate report, and it is semi-literate, folks. I commented about this last night, this semi-literate report cranked up by the Simon Wiesenthal Center on the interminably boring subject of the Holocaust, that subject that we are constantly subjected to by the Jewish media in the United States. And not just the Jewish media, if we want to be honest about it. Virtually all the media in the United States take the lead and constantly rant and rave about the Holocaust. Now, As I say, it amazed me. You know, when I got this report, I was absolutely astounded when I found myself listed among the world's leading Holocaust deniers, precisely because of the fact, as I am the first to admit, it's never been a subject that I have written extensively about, although I must let you in a little secret that I don't even think the Simon Wiesenthal Center is aware of. I put together what is probably, with the possible exception of the famous book, Did 6 Million Really Die?, probably the most widely circulated item, quote-unquote, denying the Holocaust ever in circulation, has probably been the Barnes Review special all Holocaust issue of January, February 2001, and I sat in as a guest editor on that, and I put that together, and I'm very proud of the work that I did on it. so I'm bringing that to the attention of the Simon Wiesenthal Center here for the first time. But see, they don't mention that in there. They say, I want to read you what they wrote about me, and then I'm going to comment on it. For years, Michael Collins Piper wrote articles for the Spotlight, the weekly published by the defunct Liberty Lobby, at that time the nation's largest anti-Semitic organization. Along with Liberty Lobby founder Willis Cardo, Piper took a conspiratorial view of history in which the State of Israel was assigned a pivotal role. In Final Judgment, or they call it In the Final Judgment, they can't even get the title of my book correct, In the Final Judgment, he points the finger for the assassination of JFK at the Israeli Secret Service in collusion with the CIA. Piper also believes that the Mossad and the FBI were behind the killing of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Piper has even suggested that Israel was working on an ethnic bomb that would only target Arabs. Okay. Must comment on this. Isn't that shocking? Piper has even suggested that Israel was working on an ethnic bomb that would only target Arabs. Well, it wasn't Piper that suggested that. It was an article in the London Times, I believe it was, folks. I haven't bothered to look up the information, but it was an article, a copy of which I have in my files. It was an article, I believe it was in the London Times, written by someone with a very Jewish name that also sounded very Israeli. And it said very specifically that Israel was working on an ethnic bomb that would target people with DNA identified as that being primarily related to those of Arabic descent. Well, you know, it's funny. I've made that response to that allegation, which they say, isn't that horrible that Piper would say something like that? Well, then when I respond and point out that it was someone with a Jewish name, really an Israeli name, who wrote the article for a British newspaper, then my critics have said, oh, well, see, he even picks up on the fact that the person had a Jewish name. Well, you know, folks, again, this isn't something I concocted. But my point is this, folks. You'll notice that in all the stuff that I read to you thus far from the Simon Wiesenthal Center, it doesn't say anything about what I have done vis-a-vis the Holocaust. Then it goes on to say, among Piper's works are The Holocaust is Over, Enough is Enough, and Zionism Moves Against the United Nations. Well, yes, those in fact are two of thousands of things that I've written, and that The Holocaust is Over, Enough is Enough is probably the only lengthy thing that I have written which has been published standing by itself on the subject of the Holocaust. And Zionism Moves Against the United Nations has nothing to do with the Holocaust. Well, anyway, this thing goes on to say, Piper now writes for the American Free Press, blah, 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 it's evil, et cetera, et cetera. Piper was on hand at the Holocaust Denial Conference in Tehran. He also lectured in Japan and visited Malaysia at the invitation of that country's notoriously anti-Semitic former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. Well, folks, you know, I'm here to tell you something. Do you know why the Simon Wiesenthal Center is calling me a Holocaust denier? It has nothing to do with anything I've ever written or said on the Holocaust. It has everything, well, it does in one way, but it has everything to do with what I've written about the JFK assassination. That's why they're trying to distract attention from what I have written. The thing that is their real Achilles heel, vis-a-vis many people in the general public. The average person in the general public, folks, says, oh, isn't it awful about the Holocaust? All those poor Jews were murdered and they had to set up their State of Israel. The average person accepts it. And when they hear there's people who are Holocaust deniers, they get really upset and they say, how could anyone deny the Holocaust? I mean, look at all those pictures. You see, that's the trick, ladies and gentlemen. Because the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the Anti-Defamation League and all these other people know how dangerous the thesis of my book, Final Judgment, is, pinpointing JFK's assassination on the Mossad in league with the CIA because of JFK's opposition to Israel's nuclear bomb. That's a problem. so they got to call me a Holocaust denier.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. Again, ranting and raving as one can only do when confronted with the anti-intellectualism and the illiteracy and the outright lies that appear in this publication of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And you know, it's kind of funny, folks. Don't forget this guy, Simon Wiesenthal, who made his reputation as being a quote-unquote Nazi hunter. You know, it's been pretty well established by a lot of writers, even including some liberal writers, that Simon Wiesenthal over the years made a lot of statements that were somewhat suspect, number one. A good argument can also be made that Simon Wiesenthal actually collaborated with the Nazis during World War II, which might explain one of the reasons why he somehow managed to become a quote-unquote survivor. And number three, there's a propaganda agenda at work here, propping up the State of Israel and the international Jewish financial elite in the sphere of influence of the Rothschild family and their satellites who control the American Federal Reserve System. But be that as it may, folks, I believe that they have selected me and put me in this list of Holocaust deniers, where supposedly these are the biggest Holocaust deniers in the face of the planet. I've been put there not because of what I do to deny the Holocaust per se, but because of the fact that I dismiss the Holocaust. I dismiss the Holocaust. In fact, I keep saying I don't want to argue these facts and figures with our Jewish friends over the Holocaust. I just want to rub it in their faces. They're rubbing it in our faces, but I want to say to them, it's boring. I'm tired of hearing about it. Other people have suffered too. It's interesting. When they say that the title of my work here, The Holocaust is Over, Enough is Enough, they only give you part of the title, folks. I can't even tell you the whole title myself. But that particular essay, the title of it wasn't just The Holocaust is Over, Enough is Enough. It was The Holocaust is Over, Enough is Enough, and American Indian Descent Speaks Out on the Issue of the Holocaust. That's right, folks. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't like me to mention that I have American Indian blood because they say that means that I am somehow ashamed of my majority white ancestry, but it's just stating a fact. But needless to say, the point I made in that essay that seems to have upset the Simon Wiesenthal Center is the fact that a good argument can be made, and I will make it, even though, again, a lot of people won't like the argument because they believe that American expansion was the white man's right and authority, God-given, God-directed, to move across this continent and establish this as a haven for white Europeans here in America. To hell with the American Indians who were already here. But in any case, the argument can be made that the American Indians not only suffered genocide, but that even today they're living in concentration camps with high levels of disease, poverty, alcoholism, living in automobiles as their homes, ladies and gentlemen. You know, even as they cut the federal budget for the Indian Bureau or whatever it is they call today, they talked about increasing aid to Israel. You see, when I talk about things like this, that drives the Anti-Defamation League, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center crazy, because if you go out in the street and grab the average person and start trying to give them all sorts of facts and figures about the Holocaust and saying, well, you know, there weren't really 6 million Jews in Europe at the time, and, you know, you can only crowd 5,000 people into these crematoriums during the daytime and blah, 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 blah. All these details, folks, when you try to shove them in the face of people who are familiar with seeing the pictures of dead bodies, they kind of get confused. But if you go up to the average person in the street and say, isn't it interesting that we're cutting back on all this aid to the American Indians and they're having all these problems, and yet we're still giving it over there to Israel, and now look what the Israelis are doing to those poor Palestinians over there. They uprooted them from their homes just like the Americans uprooted the Indians. People understand that. The average person understands that. The average person can also understand that when you tell them, well, Israel was involved in the Kennedy assassination because John F. Kennedy was trying to stop Israel from building the nuclear bomb. That one sentence right there can direct someone in the attention of research that can direct them in a new way they've never gone before. The average person, if you confront them in the street and say to them, haven't you heard an awful lot about the Holocaust? And they'll say, oh yeah, it was a terrible thing. But then if you push them further and you say to them, well, you know, don't you just think maybe sometimes the Jews go a little bit too far? I mean, it's like we're always hearing about it. I mean, after all, aren't other people suffering? And isn't that stuff that the Israelis are doing to those Palestinians over there? That's a lot like what those Nazis did to the Jews, isn't it? And the average person, ladies and gentlemen, will say yes. They will say yes. You don't need to give them a pile of books on Middle East policy. You don't need to give them a pile of books written by Holocaust deniers. You don't even need to give them any of the nasty little books that I've written. The average person The average person, if you approach them in the right way, folks, comes around. This kind of comes back to what we were talking about last night, the approach Ron Paul is taking. But you see, this is why I believe that I have been listed by the Simon Wiesenthal Center in this list of Holocaust deniers, because they consider my approach to the Holocaust very dangerous. So the easiest way to dismiss me is to label me a Holocaust denier and put me in the camp of a lot of people that I don't even necessarily agree with their approach on the issue. I recognize and appreciate and respect the work they've done, but I don't believe that in the end all of that information and all that research is really going to make a big dent. I think there are more effective and direct ways of approaching people on the topic. And, of course, because of the thesis of my book relating to Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination has such an impact with so many people and has convinced a lot of people that I'm right, what other way do they have to dismiss me other than to say, well, Mike Piper is a Holocaust denier? Well, I tell you what, enough about Mike Piper, just about this thing in general. Just to show you how totally, thoroughly dishonest these liars at the Simon Wiesenthal Center are in their report, they include my friend Paul Fromm. Paul Fromm has been on this program, as you know, if you're a regular listener. And it's very interesting. They talk about Paul Fromm. We heard how he was dismissed from his teaching position in Canada because of his political activities. Not because he was preaching in the classroom any particular point of view, but because outside the classroom they didn't like what he was doing. Listen to this. A teacher by profession, Fromm was fired by his local board of education after repeated warnings to cease his racist rhetoric went unheeded. Folks, as illiterate as this report by these lying Jews are, and I am calling them lying Jews because they are lying Jews. They are Jewish people who are writing lies. And the reason why I call them lying Jews is because they are lying because of a particular Jewish agenda. If they were writing about Paul Fromm because they didn't like the way Paul Fromm wore his hair, I wouldn't call them lying Jews. I would just say they were liars. But because they are operating from a Jewish agenda, folks, I am calling them precisely what they are, Jewish liars. The implication they have made here is that Paul Fromm was dismissed because he was engaging in racist rhetoric in the classroom. It's exactly what they're suggesting, folks. And you know, for any of you out there who don't like what you're hearing and think that I'm exaggerating things and that, oh, Piper's making things too nasty. Well, those of you who look through the world with rosy glasses and those of you who think that maybe perhaps there's going to be hope for peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians now that the current president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, has taken on Hamas and isolated them in Gaza. You know, there are a lot of people out there who think, oh, isn't it wonderful? There's this nice Palestinian president now, and he's fighting with those evil people in Gaza, those evil, evil Hamas people over there. You know, they think that Mahmoud Abbas, he's going to be the savior. He's going to be the guy who's going to come in and finally be nice to the Jews, and the Jews respect him. Well, no, I'm here to tell you, folks, guess who is listed on the same page as Michael Collins Piper as a Holocaust denier? A gentleman by the name of Mahmoud Abbas. We're separated by the name of Carlo Mattano, an Italian quote-unquote Holocaust denier. Yes. Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, one of the most respected Jewish organizations on the face of the planet, is dismissing the current president of the Palestinian Authority as a Holocaust denier. Why are they complaining about this? Because of his book, based upon his doctoral thesis, The Secret Relationship Between Nazism and Zionism. He said in the book, it seems that the interest of the Zionist movement is to inflate this figure of Holocaust deaths so that their gains will be greater. Many scholars have debated the figure of 6 million and reached a stunning conclusion, fixing the number of Jewish victims at only a few hundred thousand. Well, he goes on to say, that in 2003, he quote-unquote tried to change his tune. No, he didn't try to change his tune. He stayed precisely with his tune, but went on to say the Holocaust was a terrible thing and nobody can claim I denied it. He says, I quoted an argument between historians in which various numbers of casualties were mentioned. Well, anyway, folks, the point is this, they haven't let up on Mr. Abbas. He is ranked right there alongside Michael Collins Piper and all sorts of other people as a Holocaust denier. So the next time you hear some lying Jew or some lying Christian who is telling lies about how wonderful it is that Abbas has made friends with, that the Israelis trust Abbas, and oh, he's a good man, and we think he's going to bring peace, and he's not bad like those evil Muslims in Gaza. Just remember that the Simon Wiesenthal Center, one of the most respected Jewish organizations on the face of the planet, has condemned him as a Holocaust denier. And as you well know, folks, there is nothing worse in the face of the planet that you can be called than to be called a Holocaust denier. You can be called a rapist. You can be called an adulterer. You can be called a child molester. And people will make excuses for you, but they will not make excuses for Holocaust deniers, because the Holocaust is said to be the most horrible thing that ever happened on the face of the planet. No other group, it is said, ever suffered as bad as the Jewish people suffered, and for anyone to even compare their suffering to the suffering that the Jews underwent during World War II is considered Holocaust denial. You know, they quote a Holocaust survivor. She survived Auschwitz as an 8-year-old orphan. She says, now, you know, how she even survived, because my understanding is they killed off all the kids as soon as they came into Auschwitz because the kids couldn't work. An 8-year-old orphan, no less. They quote this woman as saying, to those who deny the Holocaust ever happened, I would like them to personally explain to me what happened to my 6-year-old brother, who was murdered in Auschwitz, to my 33-year-old mother, my 36-year-old father, and the 1.5 million children who did not survive the Holocaust. Well, you know, see, right there, that quote just goes to show you how intellectually dishonest these Jewish liars and their Christian supporters who help promote the Holocaust legend are, because I don't know of anybody who denies that the Holocaust ever happened if you get down into the forensics of accepting the idea that there is a terminology known referring to a period as the Holocaust. But you see, that's again this deceptive Jewish lie about the Holocaust, to say that there are people who deny that the Holocaust ever happened. And then, of course, the average person who hears that there are people who think this way say, oh, my God, how could you deny that? I've seen the pictures of the concentration camp. That's why I'm here to tell you, folks, that if you really want to upset the Holocaust promoters, when they start shoving it in your face, turn around and tell them, oh, this is boring. I've heard about this before. Look what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians. Look what's happening to the American Indians on American soil, even as we're cutting funding for American Indian programs and giving money to Israel to help Israel do what it's doing to the Palestinians. Israel, this country that supposedly rose from the ashes of the Holocaust. I'm telling you, folks, a couple of those lines in the right tone, in the right place, can shut these people up in a second. the easiest thing is, oh, enough is enough. I've heard all about the Holocaust. I saw a movie about it last night. I read about it in the paper yesterday. There's a documentary playing at the local movie theater. All right, Holocaust, terrible thing. Let's move on. You see, if you approach it that way, you're going to drive them crazy because you're not engaging in an argument with them. You're dismissing them. They want you to argue how many Jews you could shove into a gas chamber. They want you to argue that Zyklon B doesn't work. They want you to get involved in an argument. Don't give them an argument. Tell them to just shut up.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. I probably lost a half a dozen listeners here tonight who are probably mad that I don't think we should go out and confront Jewish liars with facts on the Holocaust to give them the opportunity to engage us or deny us the opportunity, whichever they choose to do, in debate on the facts about the Holocaust. I guess my approach, ladies and gentlemen, I think is one that has more mass appeal and has a way of reaching a lot of people who cannot be burdened with reading massive books and magazines and flyers about the Holocaust or books about Middle East policy or even about the JFK assassination. And again, I probably lost a few people out there who don't like the fact that I've criticized the fact that the American Indians were run off the land they lived on. But be that as it may, I really am not trying to win friends. I'm trying to influence people, and I'm trying to provide what I think, ladies and gentlemen, are some ideas that you can use to influence people. You know, we've got to get away from these, so many people have so many, they have the things that you must say and think if you're a right-winger, the five or ten things you must say and think if you're a patriot, the five or ten things that you must say if you're a white nationalist, or the five or ten things that you must say if you're a constitutionalist. Well, I don't believe in those lists, ladies and gentlemen. I make my own lists, and I make my own decisions. And one decision I should make is to prepare for the possibility that in this city of Washington, D.C., we could have a time of crisis. And that's very, very possible, because this city is setting itself up for a beating. That's why I often think about the possibility of keeping freeze-dried goods on hand. And that's why we do have a new sponsor here at RBN, the freeze-dry guy. Well, freeze-dried foods, I didn't know this, they've typically maintained their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Now, you know, keeping food on hand for emergencies is a good idea. And as I say, living here in Washington, D.C., I've often thought about it. I should do it. It's kind of like protecting the way like insurance in your home or your car protects your home and your car. With freeze-dried foods in reserve, you can be ready for just about any crisis. And, you know, this is now a good time to take out such a survival insurance policy through our new sponsor here, the Freeze Dry Guy. Now, that's their name, Freeze Dry Guy, just like it sounds. They have an internet website at freezedryguy.com, and they have a toll-free number, a toll-free 866 number, 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-FOOD. And that last four numbers, in case you can't figure it out, is 3663, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze, not freezed, freezedryguy.com. They pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Take advantage of it, folks, because even though you may not live in Washington, D.C. like I do, there could be crises affecting all of us in this country as our corrupt leadership, these people who tell Jewish lies, like the Jewish lie that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, or the Jewish lie that Iran threatens America's freedom and liberty. They're Jewish lies too, folks. But they're Jewish lies that are also being told by so-called Christians. And they're getting our country, this country that we love, in trouble. We've got to stop these liars. They tell lies about the Holocaust. They tell lies about the Kennedy assassination. They tell lies about Saddam Hussein. It never stops. Thanks for listening in, folks. Thanks for your patience here. This is Michael Collins Piper. God willing, I will be with you here tomorrow night. Stay tuned for more good programming on this Republic Broadcasting Network. You know where we are, republicbroadcasting.org.